This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we are living in a time where we find many people, they have misrepresented Islam, they attack Islam, and in that particular way we find that we spend many a times answering those people. And you will find perhaps in our discourse we concentrate on what Islam is not, but we don't concentrate sufficiently on what Islam is. So you find Islam is not terrorism, Islam is not this, Islam doesn't degrade women, Islam does not look down upon the rights of women. So most of the time we are spending in telling people what Islam is not. We are not telling people the beauty of Islam. We are not telling. And today I thought, let us just give you some glimpses of what Islam is and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Because with all these type of situations, it could happen perhaps that we lose sight of the beauty of our deen. آج کل ہمیں دین کی غلط تشریح کرنے والے بہت سے لوگ سننے میں آتے ہیں اور ہم ان کو جواب دینے میں اپنے وقت صرف کرتے ہیں. انجانے میں ہو سکتا ہے کہ ہم اپنے دین کی خوبصورتی کو سراہ نہیں پاتے. اور آج کا موضوع اپنے دین کے انفرادیت کے اوپر بیان کرنا ہے. Firstly, we find many a times, I've seen many people, whenever you speak to them, they said, with regard to the truth, we are going through a process of trial and error. We are thinking and we are looking out and we are seeing what is right and what is not right. What is right and what is wrong. Look at our deen. Allah has made the choice for us. Allah Ta'ala ne hamare liye deen-e-Islam ko chuna. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. I am happy with Islam as a religion for you. I have chosen Islam as a religion for you. When our Creator has chosen Islam for us, we don't need no other trial and error. We don't need any type of other experience. Allah has chosen Islam for us. If we don't accept it, it is our detriment. It is our harm. Look at our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, there is no other religion that gives such a comprehensive, such a beautiful understanding of the belief in Allah the way Islam has given. Koi deen aisa nahi hai jaise unhone Allah Taala ke iman ko apne ummat ke samne rakha. What a beautiful understanding. Give an example. In certain religions, and we don't like to, you know, Islam tells us wala tasubbu alladhina yad'una min dunillahi fayasubbu Allah adwan bighairi ilm. Don't abuse the idols other people are worshipping. They will abuse Islam in return. We don't speak better. We rather speak about the beauty of our religion. Wherever we need to academically, we will do so. But just to give an example, in certain religions, there is that it is obligatory upon Allah to forgive people. You find Jesus died for people. Now, can you imagine a mindset? We are already forgiven. What responsibility is there to do good deeds after that? Look at the beauty of Islam. Islam tells us that always fear the punishment of Allah, but yet at the same time, expect the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It tells us never ever regard yourself free from being punished by Allah, even if you become the greatest of human beings. Inna adhaba rabbihim غَيْرُ مَعْمُونَ. A believer never ever feels himself safe from the punishment of Allah. But at the same time, we have a yearning, we have an expectation that Allah will forgive us. But it's a balance of fearing Allah, yet at the same time expecting Allah's mercy. How beautifully Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said that Allah, inna Allah kataba kitaban fa huwa indihi fawq arshi. Allah has got a proclamation written on his arsh. Inna rahmati sabakat wa fi riwayatin ghalabat ghalabi. My rahmat and my mercy supersedes my anger and my wrath. But the anger is there. The anger is there. The wrath is there. The punishment is there. But Allah's rahmat is more. Where do you get that? We have such a beautiful reliance upon Almighty Allah. We rely and trust upon Almighty Allah the way we rely and trust upon no one else. We fear Allah the way we fear no one else. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. He who relies upon Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That gives us confidence in dealing with the challenges of this world. Because we trust in Allah. We fear in Allah. We trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do that which is good for us. Is there any other religion that has got this? Subhanallah. So this is the beauty with regard to it. Allah ta'ala hamare aqaid munfarid hai. Hame Allah ta'ala ko khauf aur us par tawakkal is tarah hai jis tarah kisi aur ko nahi hai, jiski wajah se hame duniya aur iske masaib ka muqabla karne ka aitmad milta hai. Look at the aspect with regard to, you know, jab hum Allah ta'ala ki qahariyat ko mante hai, unko azab ke mante hai, to hum uski shaan e ghaffari ki taqat se ghafil nahi hote. تو یہ ہمیں خوف خدا اور اس کے غفور الرحیم ہونے کا اعتدال دیتا ہے. سبحان اللہ. The beauty of Islam. Look at Allah. Look at our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the most beautiful, among the beautiful attributes of Allah. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on these two words. And one riwayat said this is Ismi Azam. So when you make dua to Allah, use these two words. Ya Hayy. The one who is ever living. There is no beginning, no end. Uska koi ibtida nahi, intiha nahi. Wa tawakkal ala al-hayy alladhi la yamut. Have reliance upon the one who is ever living, who will never die. Qayyum. Everyone is in existence because of him. Tamam dunya ke wujud unki wajah se hai. Ya hayyu ya qayyum. Ask Allah ta'ala with these words. Wo aisa hai. He is such a great that even if you make, if you worship him or you don't worship him, he is still ma'bud. Chahe aap unki ibadat kare ya na kare, wo ma'bud hai. Chahe aap sijda kare ya na kare, wo masjood hai. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected brothers and brothers, we can go on making mention with regard to it just to understand the beauty of Islam and our belief in Allah. Wallahi al-azim, no one has got such a comprehensive and a balance view and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. میں نے آپ کو اوپر اتنا بنا نعمت آپ کو عطا فرمایا. عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ, that I sent a رسول, رسول کو بیجا میرے اپنا رسول. The most beautiful and the greatest human being Allah has created. Allah Ta'ala has granted us this Nabi. Such a Nabi that he, Allah Ta'ala says, وَبِالْ مُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is very kind and compassionate to the believers. Allah Ta'ala has given us, with regard, Allah Ta'ala نے ہمیں نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو مبعوث کر کے ہمیں ایک بہت بڑی نعمت سے نوازا ہے جن کو اللہ نے سورہ توبہ میں انتہائی محبت کرنے والا بیان کیا ہے. What great kindness and compassion he has. Subhanallah. One hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, every Nabi has got a dua that Allah said he will accept. Har ek Nabi ke paas ek mustajab dua hai. I have kept that dua of mine for my ummah on the day of Qiyamah. Every Nabi has got one dua that Allah will accept. I have kept that dua for my ummah on the day of Qiyamah that Allah must take them out from Jahannam. And every ummati will go out of Jahannam. Allah make it such that we never spend time in Jahannam. يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. But every Nabi has got one mustajab. Nabi SAW said, I have kept that dua I have kept that dua for myself. What great compassion. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Bashira wa la tunafira, yassira wa la tuasira. Give people glad tidings, don't make people afraid. Give them, make things easy for them. Don't make things difficult. How many times Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have done more ibadat, but he chose the easy way that it must not become very burdensome upon the ummah. How many times this actually happened? So in this particular way, we find that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to always have, one day someone was caught having alcohol in the time of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in the Mubarak time having alcohol, so he was being punished. And as they was punishing him, one day one person said, may Allah disgrace you. Allah ta'ala aapko riswa kare. Aap Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke zamane mein sharab pi rahe. To Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne kaha, kabhi aisa mat kaho. Don't ever say such a thing. He has love for Allah and his Rasul. Don't make shaitan have the upper hand over him. Aise raham karne wala Nabi. And look at the balance with regard to us. My dear respected brothers, this is amazing. Look at the balance Islam has given us with our regard to our belief in Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the object of our unswerving allegiance, our love, our devotion, and we must follow him, we must emulate him, but he is not the object of our worship. Ibadat to hum sirf Allah ta'ala ki karenge. Look at the beautiful balance. Second beauty of Islam. Third beauty of Islam. Now we're speaking about Aqidah, there are many aspects. I'm trying to keep it brief. Look at the salam Allah has given us. Look at the greeting Allah has given us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You can make jawab also, inshallah. Aap jawab de sakte ho, inshallah. What a beautiful greeting. Now look at other greetings. Again, for fear of not being abusive, good morning. Even if someone died of yours, you still say good morning. Good morning in the afternoon, what happened to you, I don't care. What? How limited is it in terms of its meaning? As-salam, may Allah's peace and mercy be upon you at all times. For a person who is younger than you, it is muhabbat and shafqat. For a person who is elder than you, it is respect. For someone whom you know who is your friend, when you say assalamu alaikum, what you are saying? I'm still your friend. We are still the same gang. By you saying assalamu alaikum. And someone come who is a stranger, you say assalamu alaikum. What are you telling him? By inshallah, you will not get any harm from me, even if I don't know you. If only our salam could be like that. Sometimes it's not like that. But look at the beauty of our salam. Is there any other form of greeting that can minutely compare to our greeting? Subhanallah. Salam karna. Thora sa ghor karne se pata chalega ke salam se behtar muhabbat aur dosti pelana ka koi aur tarika nahi. Koi salam koi nahi aisa nahi. Ye choto ke liye shafqat aur baro ke liye izzat aur ehtiram ke nishani hai. And then it's not only that, salam is the attribute of Almighty Allah. So when you are making someone salam, you are using the attribute of Allah Ta'ala to make him salam. Is there any other better greeting? Have we ever considered the beauty Allah has given us? Let us give you another example, my dear respected brothers. That Islam is the only religion that has made dunya into deen. Islam is the only religion that has made your mundane activities into deen. Subhanallah. You do something that normally people do. People go for work. People are workers. They are employees. Right? They are bosses. They run their business. We do it as a worldly activity. Mariya is not only a worldly activity. It is deen. Talabul halali faridatum ba'da al farida. You go and earn halal risk. Allah Ta'ala says you have fulfilled a command of deen. Subhanallah. You become a truthful merchant. Tajru as-saduq al-amin ma'an nabiyyin. You will be with the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who is the worker, a laborer, who is working. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day saw a person whose hands were rough. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ye kya hua? Why is your hands rough? So he said, ya Rasulullah, I work with the rocks. I pick up stones. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed his hands. and said, Mazdoor Allah Ta'ala kinastih mahabub. The laborer is beloved to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is there any other deen? Any other religion? That you get these rewards for doing your mundane activities. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah showed me a person who removed an offensive item from the road. Allah put him in Jannah. I saw him enjoying the ni'mats of Jannah. I saw him enjoying the ni'mats of Jannah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you look after and you care for a widow and you care for an orphan, Allah give you the reward of making whole night ibadat. Or is there any other deen that gives you these type of things? Subhanallah. Dunyawi umur ko agar ikhlas se niyat se kiya jaye, to usse Allah Ta'ala ne deen hi karar diya. Ye sirf deen Islam ka hissa hai. Islam ne kasb halal ko deen fariza karar diya hai. Aur mazdoor ko Allah Ta'ala ka mahboob banaya hai. So there are so many examples with regard to the beauty of Islam, my dear respected brothers. Look at the beauty of our janazah. Look at the beauty of our janazah. Today we got an amazing situation. Our situation is such that, you know, if you get one janazah now, you got four organizations looking after you. So Allah, I'm not looking it in a bad way. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. One day there was an incident that happened in our Jamiat office. The hospital called us and said there is a Muslim woman. We don't know with regard to her relatives, etc. Can the community come and give her the farewell and do the burial rites? So we sent people and they gave her the ghusl. Now they had to give the ghusl and they had to make the kafan in front of non-Muslims. The non-Muslims were crying. And he said, we never ever saw a more dignified way of sending a person away. We never saw a more dignified way of sending a person away. The family themselves. Nowadays, a non-Muslim gets married, gets died, what happened? Go to the funeral parlor. They don't even see the body. They're worried at the time of funeral, they have to take appointments. Will there be enough people to bury the person? Look at our way. The person himself, he must make the ghusl. What a dignified way. Look at our Muslim brotherhood, my dear respected brothers. Look at our salat. Is there any other beautiful way of worshipping Allah? People in other religions go to their church once a week. Is that also the ghanimat? Allah has given us a way that, you know, whenever you want, you can go and ask Allah Ta'ala. You can communicate with Allah. Nabi Karim Sallallahu said, when you say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah Ta'ala says, Hamadani Rabbi. Allah replies to you every namaz when you say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ye kisi aur deen mein hai? Look at our Muslim brotherhood, my dear, if it is in a true, proper way. I have seen this. There are so many occasions that you have gone abroad and you have interacted with a person who is a Muslim. And all of a sudden, in a short space of time, you've got such ta'alluq with him, such relationship with him, that as if you knew him for such a long period of time. This is the beauty of Islam. As Umar radiallahu anhu said, and I will conclude with this, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَذَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a nation that Allah has given respect with Islam. I ask you one question and I will conclude with this. Can we imagine our life without Islam? Can we imagine our life without Islam? Kya hum tasawwur bhi kar sakte hain ki hamari zindagi Islam ke baghair ho? May Allah Ta'ala make that the mean of really appreciating our deen and holding it close and making amal upon it. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.